9 a.m., they assemble on Washington's Mall. More than 1,000 unemployed and underemployed Americans from across the country. They have come to Washington to pressure Congress for more action on job creation and an extension of unemployment benefits. Jeremy Collins is from Columbus, Ohio.
You know, if any politician were to walk by, you could see that there's a lot of constituents out here. There's a lot of people here who are registered voters, and if they want to get elected, they need to listen to the people.
This week's events are sponsored by a coalition of organizations and labor unions that say Congress has not done its part to create more jobs. But some believe it will take more than job legislation and unemployment extensions to fix America's economic problems. Ryan Isabel is from West Palm Beach, Florida.
I think that the message needs to escalate to more major reform, more sincere, drastic changes in the operation of our economy, in our society, in our systems of government.
VOA followed more than 20 constituents from South Florida as they tried to meet with Representative Alan West, a conservative member of the Tea Party. They and hundreds of others plan to drop in on congressional offices unannounced and demand a meeting with their representatives.
We want an air girl in here.
For most, this is their first time in Washington and the first time they have tried to meet with their members of Congress.
Can't wait in here.
When they arrive, they are told the congressman is out, but will be back in 2 hours. They are told to wait out in the hall. As the staff member leaves, the group decides to wait inside the office anyway. Holly Albert is among them.
So we're going to wait here for 2 hours until Alan West gives in and speaks to us. So we're going to talk about an array of problems in which we hope that he can have that pull those heartstrings and concede to our needs.
But the congressman's staff is clearly annoyed. Eventually, the chief of staff shows up, along with two Capitol Hill police officers.
Do you have an organized group here? Do you have a supervisor?
The staff member and officer asked to meet with two members of the group in private. They soon return to report to the group.
Three of us could stay in here in this room, and the rest of us have to move to the hallway.
The congressman will only meet with three of them for 10 or 15 minutes. The rest must leave or risk arrest. Some are shocked to learn the congressman can refuse to meet with constituents.
The congressman's not refusing. He's refusing. The congressman is meeting with individuals who have said that they are the leaders of your group.
Representative West eventually met with four constituents. We were told they did not agree on anything. For many, it was a tough lesson on how difficult compromise in Washington has become. Jeff Swikord, VOA News, Washington.